Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a child's imaginary friend isn't so imaginary when the parents witness its presence. A person attempts to reason with a ghost in their house, but is the spirit responsive? And dogs refuse to react to clear paranormal activity. But why?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Email an audio file to me. Tony, T-O-N-Y, realghoststoriesonline.com. Rate and review the show, whatever platform it is you listen to us on. We greatly appreciate that. It helps us grow in the rankings and lets new folks find us so they know that we exist. And of course, you want our best episodes. You want the scariest stuff, the real audio gold. Become an EPP, extra podcast person, over there at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to all of the bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week. Advanced access to our episodes as we make them. You get them weeks before they go public, and a whole lot of extras. You also get a free e-copy of our book. That's like a $14 value right there. $5 a month is all of these. You get all that. You're coming out ahead immediately with the book, and just content galore. If you've got the holidays coming up, you're doing some traveling, you're going to be out on the road, you can download all of the episodes. Download them on your device, and then there you go. Binge away on the plane, in the car, wherever you may be. Go ahead and get signed up and get all that stuff ready as we get into the holidays. What's your plans for the holidays as we're getting closer here, Carol?
Oh, I'm going to go to Rome.
That's not just like, you're going to go take Buddy to the dog park and, you know.
I'm going to go to Rome. Yeah, I am. I leave actually on Christmas Day and we come back on January the 1st.
Wow.
The trip home is going to take forever. Oh, well. But it's one of those really long. We had a really cheap flight because the way home takes forever. But whatever. We'll be in the Madrid airport ringing in the new year. So that'd be fun.
When in Rome.
When in Madrid, ringing the New Year at the airport.
Exactly. Well, that'll be fun. What are you going to be seeing over in Rome? I heard that they have a really good KFC over there. If you're looking
for
a good...
We'll probably do that, because that's what most vegetarians
exactly.
in Rome do.
A KFC in Rome, because that's...
Yeah, we skip the pasta. My sister is... we did an episode with her a while back.
Yep.
And she is an artist, and she teaches art history. So we're going to go see a lot of art.
Ooh.
We're going to go see the Sistine Chapel. We're going to go see a bunch of Caravaggios and cathedrals, and we're going to go to the Vatican and all that.
Well, that
it's
will
be amazing.
Exciting. Have you ever been over there?
I have. And so it'll be just really, really fun. It'll be kind of cold. That's okay. I have a coat.
You gonna hook up with the Pope at all for lunch or anything? And
the way you said that sounded super creepy. I'm not hooking up with the Pope.
Not like that. I said for lunch.
That was creepy.
Are you gonna hook up with the Pope for lunch? Like he was all one phrase. It wasn't. There was no pause there.
All I heard was hook up with the Pope. No, I have no plans with the Pope. We're going to go to where, we're going to go to St. Peter's.
Sure.
And a city like Rome has so much fascinating, really creepy kind of history, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much there and everything's so old. But first time we went into St. Peter's, my sister and I walked in and my sister turns around and she goes, "Where do we sign up to be Catholic?" Because it's like, it's so amazing when you walk in. It's like, I want to be whatever these people are.
Sure. Very moving experience.
Yeah. I'm not Catholic. And I did not sign up that day.
You're going to come back Catholic.
I don't think so.
After hooking up with the Pope for lunch.
The whole world's getting so angry at me.
There you go. Well, it will be fun. That'll be great. In fact, the episode that your sister was in is going to be replayed on the program over the Christmas week or New Year's week. One of the two. I forgot where I scheduled it. But I'm doing some of my favorite episodes of the year. It's like Oprah's favorite things, except I don't give shit away. That's one of my favorite episodes of the year. So that's will be replayed and people can hear.
We need to have her back on, too, because she's had so many experiences. Different places that she's lived, because she's the one who goes like, wow, that's a haunted building, I'll buy it. And like, I'm like, what are you doing? But she has so many stories of different places that she's lived.
Yeah, I would love to hear more of those stories sometime.
Yeah, we'll bring her back.
That would be a good idea.
Okay,
next time you come to town or something, bring your sister along, and then we can do another in studio. That'd be fun.
You got it.
All right, 855-853-4802, our number. Let's go over to a letter. It says, this was a very long time ago. My oldest son was 3, and he's almost 35. My ex-husband and I were very young when we were married. We had 2 sons. I had my oldest when I was 21, and my youngest when I was 23. We've been living with my mother-in-law for several months, trying to save enough money to get our place. My ex and I only had high school diplomas and worked minimum wage jobs. Finally, we had enough money saved for first and last month's rent and a security deposit. We rented an old townhouse with 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. We had a basement that was creepy, and half of it was a dirt floor. The laundry was down there, so I had to go down there, like it or not. I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. I had to be at work by 5 a.m., so some days I pick the boys up and go home and put my youngest in the playpen and have my 3-year-old play with toys in the living room, and I would lay on the couch and take a cat nap. Well, I woke up to my 3-year-old standing on the bottom step to the stairs that went up to the bedrooms and the bathroom, playing peekaboo around the corner to the dining room. I laid there and watched, just for a few minutes. He was having a blast, and he was laughing. I finally said, "Hon, what are you doing?" And he said, "I'm playing with my friend." Okay, so he had an imaginary friend. I later that day got my laundry basket with dirty clothes to take them to the basement. My oldest son ran to me and said, "Oh, Mommy, don't go in the basement. Please don't." I said, "I have to." And he said, "I want to go with me." And he said, "Oh, no, Mommy." I said, "Why are you afraid of the basement?" I tried to explain it was just a set of creepy basements, that's all. So I did my laundry. Nothing weird happened. So this playing with his new friend went on. He would laugh. I could hear him in the 3rd bedroom playing with his toys and quietly talking. One night in the middle of the night, my son woke us up, waking in bed, and wanting to be in bed with my ex and I. So I thought, okay, no big deal. My son slept between us. This was kind of unusual, as the boys weren't encouraged to sleep with us. They shared a room and had each other. In the middle of the night, I felt movement, and it woke me up. My son was sitting and waving into the very dark hallway. I said, "Hun, what are you doing?" And he said, "He's playing with his friend, the ghost." I woke up my ex and said, "Go into the hallway and see if there's someone or something out there." He gets up, turns the light on, and nothing was there. The playing went on with his mysterious friend. I again went to do laundry, and my son came running into the kitchen and said, "Oh, Mommy, I want to go downstairs with you." I said, "No, go ahead and play." It scared me, as afraid of the basement as he had been. I don't scare easily. That night I was reading him a book, and he stopped me and pointed to the book and said, "Mommy, wait, that's what my friend the ghost looked like," and pointed at the boy in the book. I said, "Does he have hair that color?" "Yes, he looks just like that boy in the book. It's really weird." I really don't think my son was old enough to make all of this up. My ex and I decided we would lose all our money and move. We hadn't been there for a year, so we did lose all of our money. We again moved in with my mother and my mother-in-law to save money. The day we moved back, my son ran to the basement door, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Looking for my friend, the ghost." I said, "Oh, he doesn't live here." He said, "He doesn't?" I said, "No, he lives in our old apartment." My son said, "Oh, okay." Never, ever mentioned any of this again. They say animals and children see what we can't because they haven't been told things like ghosts aren't real. I never told my son that when we were going through all of this. I just let him believe, and we moved on. Thanks for letting me share my story. I love the show. Thanks, Sue, in Virginia. Thoughts?
See, I think that a lot of people dismiss their child, "Oh, it's just an imaginary friend," mm-hmm. when they are actually seeing something.
Yeah.
I think that because I just think kids have that ability to see that the things we can't see. Now, some people can, obviously, but it just is so common with kids.
Where they're actually seeing the friend. Yeah. I never saw my imaginary friend, and I knew I didn't really have one. It was more so my conscience that I would talk to. But it was, you know, that's what I thought imaginary friend meant when people were like, oh, imaginary friend. So that was my version of it. Nothing ghostly about it. But it's so interesting as an adult now to talk to other adults who will recall their imaginary friend experiences. And it's in depth. It's just like playing with a regular kid. And it's like, how did that happen? Or what was that like? Because it just seems, you know, amazing to me. But a lot of kids see their imaginary friends. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
No. I never did. But the other day on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends posted this video of her daughter. She's maybe three, like not, she's closer to like not four, like maybe just three. Mm-hmm. Cutest little thing. So she's standing at the sink and she's washing a glass and she recorded her having the cutest conversation with somebody, and it goes on and on and on and on. And I'm like, I don't know who the little girl's talking to, but it's cute as can be. And she's talking about coming over and you could stay at my house and all this. It was just the cutest little thing. And the very end thing is a mom saying, who are you talking to? And then the video ends. But it's like the cutest little conversation. I had to watch it like three times. I'm like, you would think there's someone that kid's talking to. I just thought she was only shooting her kid, but there was no one there. So I'm like, either an active imagination or the kid really is seeing somebody.
Yeah, yeah, that could very well be what was going on. And that'll
but
be-
I just posted, that is so adorable.
Your kid's seeing a ghost. Deal with it. Yeah. 855-853-4802. Our number, go back to our letters. Hey there, this is Molly from Central New York. I've called and written in before. I have been a huge fan of the show for several years now. I try and tell everyone I know about it. You guys are fantastic. Anyway, moving on to my story, my boyfriend and I share a house with his family in a village in central New York. The house is well over 150 years old and made with brick insulation. I always recall hearing of how brick tends to hold a fair amount of energy and so on. And to be honest, this house seems to fit that category. But I digress. There have been numerous unexplained happenings in this house that I'll write in when I get permission from the other family members. I've had many myself, but this is one that still creeps me out a bit when I think about it. It was midsummer about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was at the kitchen sink doing dishes. My boyfriend and I were alone in the house, so I was dressed as comfortable as possible. I was wearing a pair of shorts and just a sports bra since the temperatures were up in the high 80s at nighttime. While having my back turned towards the rest of the kitchen, I felt a finger playfully trace up my spine, stopping between my shoulder blades. I quickly turned around, expecting to see my boyfriend laughing about how he startled me. Except, there was nobody there. There was no way that he could have ran out of the kitchen that fast since the doorway was at least 10-plus feet away. I was confused. As I leaned against the counter, I tried to think of a possible explanation, but to no avail. My hair was up in a ponytail, so that wasn't it. I also wasn't wearing a baggy shirt or something that could have bunched up in such a manner that it would feel like a finger touching me. Since I know that we have one or two resident ghosts, I figured it must have been their doing. So, being by myself, I spoke aloud something to the lines of, "Listen, I understand that this is your house. I get it, but please do not touch me. I'm just trying to clean your house for you. I know you're here, but there's no need to touch me. I don't like it." Since then, they've never laid a ghostly hand on me again, thankfully. They still make themselves known, which can be a bit unnerving at times, but hey, live and let haunt. Once again, love the show. I'm a very proud EPP. You both make my day. Please, please sign in every episode. I'm not sure what that means. You guys are the best. Oh, please sing in every episode, Tony. You guys are the best. So she would like me to do a little more Celine Dion, I guess.
Okay.
On the show.
3, 2, 1, go. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Every night in my dreams. How's that? I like that. Any requests? Anybody?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to do the Celine Dion and then intersperse the clips from Titanic. Remember back when that was a popular song? There would be the versions of that song that would have all of the movie clips be like thrown throughout it. And sometimes I'll put that in there, like, I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. So I had that damn song just like scarred into my memory because I think we literally played it.
I think everyone has that one scarred.
Oh, God. On the hour, every hour. That was an every hour song. And I don't remember many songs in the history of doing radio that ever had that high of airplay. Do you recall any songs that were literally an every hour song?
I've never worked at a station like that, Tony.
Now
I'd have to quit.
Yeah, because you did rock, you've done country. Any other formats?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, it was hell. It was hell. But there you go. And we had like five
versions.
Now
all I can think of is Celine Dion.
Well, hey, isn't there anything better to think about? I mean, there you go. Celine Dion. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. So I'm not sure if this is even a ghost story, but it was strange as hell. A couple of years ago, my wife and I were sitting in our recliners reading, watching TV. Our recliners are next to each other, about 2 or 3 feet apart. There were three small dogs in my lap doing what they do best, sleeping. Lolly went to put the newspaper I was reading into the basket between the recliners we used to keep the reading material. As I look down to put the paper in, I see a round black object hovering at my wife's feet. It's about the size of a large softball. The black inside was like moving. It's hard to explain. The color faded in and out. Picture a glass ball with some black smoke inside. Not full because I could see through it at times, but just swirling. I quietly, very quietly got my wife's attention and pointed my head like, check this out. She looked at me like, what the hell is that? About then, the three dogs in my lap came out of a deep sleep, barking like mad at this thing. They never looked at my wife or me, just at the thing hovering 3 or 4 inches off of the floor. The dogs immediately jumped from my lap, leaving some very nice scratches, and started to chase the thing. When they jumped, it started to go across the living room, at the same height, towards the hallway, which if you go left, goes outside. It got to the hallway, took a left with the dogs in hot pursuit. We have a doggy door in that back door which goes to our backyard, and the dogs went through it at high speed. Now, all we can hear is barking back and forth from the porch to the fence as the dogs, I presume, are chasing it. It was about 8 p.m. in October, the day before Halloween, and it's dark here. So then I did not go outside. Can't see very well anyway. Within 5 minutes, the dogs came back, tails wagging, and seemed all jacked up. I always watch their tails to tell me their reactions. And the dogs didn't seem to be bothered by it. It was almost like they knew who or what it was and were simply out playing with it. How they knew it was there when they jumped off my chair was strange. I have no doubt that the dogs can see or move or sense things humans can't, because they came out of a dead sleep and never hesitated to chase this thing. It was like they felt its presence versus seeing it at first. The wife and I talk about it and chalk it up to strange, as we have lived in the house for over 25 years, and it was the first strange thing we've ever seen. The next day in the morning, about 7 a.m. or so, wife is at work already, and I'm shaving in the bathroom, which is to the right coming from the living room, the first left doorway down the hallway, and about 10 feet from the back door going to our backyard. Dogs are sleeping on a rug in front of the bathtub shower, which is at the far wall in the bathroom. I'm standing in the front of the large mirror over the sink, shaving, and I see, partway down the hall in the reflection of the mirror, I see a movement in the mirror, and sure as shit, there it is again, coming down the hallway towards me. I see this ball, it's black smoke again swirling inside of it. The dogs cannot see it from where they're standing at the toilet, and I'm blocking their view. Just as it arrives by the doorway, again the dogs start to go nuts, barking like crazy and rushing for the door at the same time. They had to feel its presence, because they could not see it. Never got fully out of the doorway, just outside the edge of the door, so it was impossible for them to have any vision of the object. Off they go down the hall, chasing it. I looked out the bathroom door and watched it go straight through the door where the dogs used the doggy door. In a few minutes, the dogs came back, tails wagging, not spooked at all. The only thing the wife and I can come up with is that it could possibly be our old doe, Stubby, who had been put down a year earlier due to old age. She was 15 years old. Rat terriers, hell on wheels, and wasn't afraid of anything all 5 pounds of her. Stubby was no doubt the alpha female. With her other dogs, all four were together for years until we put Stubby down and buried her in the backyard. It was close to Halloween, and I hear that time of year is good for sightings. It's been 4 years since the sighting. We've not seen it again, whatever it was. Think it was the dog?
Well, I don't know what else. What could it have been? I mean, it's just an odd thing.
The fact that it was there, the dog seemed comfortable with it, like almost playing, and weren't like viciously attacking, and then just kind of treated it like it was one of them. I wonder if the writer here was seeing it as the orb, and if the dogs were seeing it as more of a whole object.
Oh, that's true. They could have seen it totally differently.
No. It's hard to know, but it's an orb of some sort, and it's one of those that doesn't just show up on camera. But I could see that very well being their deceased pet.
The fact that it went outside.
Yeah.
Is kind of weird.
And that's
the doggy door.
Yeah, that's what makes me thinking maybe the dog is because it's at the height of the dogs. It's kind of going where the dogs go, and moving in that sort of way. I think they're onto something there with thinking it could possibly be their pet. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. All right, let's do a little preview here of recent EPP bonus episode. I believe this is from EPP 223. It's right around there. And by the way, EPP bonus episodes, whole new field of them. We've kind of upped it. It's like EPP 2.0. Got to check them out. If you haven't listened to EPP episodes in a while, check these out. It really puts you into the stories. We take the stories and add so much more depth to them with the way that it's produced. You got to check it out. Here's a preview from a recent EPP bonus episode. Back in 2005, my mother's boyfriend at the time, Todd, passed away. It really came out of nowhere. I was about 10 years old at the time, and I guess it never hit me at the time what actually happened. No one expected it. If I remember correctly, he had a heart condition nobody knew about. A week after he passed away, my mother's best friend and I had a trip planned to go to New Hampshire. Spent a couple of nights, as we often did. Understandably, my mother wanted to cancel the trip, but I talked her into going. I don't remember now what we were there for, but I do remember the stay at her hotel clearly. My friend Casey and I woke up and decided we needed to go find an ice machine. An odd ritual of ours whenever we stayed somewhere. As we were walking down the hall, there was a ramp on our right, leading up to another room on another floor. Casey and I were talking and laughing, and we both stopped and stared at the top of the ramp. There stood Todd, in a navy-colored suit, smiling and waving to us over his shoulder. We watched as he walked up the ramp and then just disappeared. We hightailed it back to the room. I wouldn't believe it happened if it wasn't for the fact that not a word was said between Casey and I until we got back to the room. My mom asked what was wrong, and we both screamed out, "We saw Todd!" So they see the mom's boyfriend who had passed away. What you're going to be surprised by is the next turn on that and what the mom's reaction is at that point. You can get it all in EPP 223 of Real Ghost Stories Online, available over at ghostpodcast.com. 855-853-4802. Our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's jump.
The mom better not have said, "Todd who?" I've moved on.
And she's like, I was dating like four Todds at the time. Which one are you talking about?
Todd. That was so like long time ago.
Todd, why is the carpet wet? I don't know, Margo. I never quote movies, but that's what I like. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories. Online, let's do this caller right here. Hi, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Rocio calling in from Tucson, Arizona. I am a proud EPP, and I did write in a while ago about my friend Michael, who passed away, and nobody had told me he had passed away, but he came and told me he passed, and then I made a video in honor of him and posted it on Facebook, and sure enough, the confirmation came hours later at nighttime when his girlfriend posted that he died, but I already knew. Anyways, as I've stated before in my story, I come from a Mexican household where we encountered a lot of paranormal activity, and it's nothing new for me. My mom and dad are members of the Catholic Church. They are prayer ministers and Eucharistic ministers, and they have always taught us how to deal with demonic forces, demonic attack, the Saint Benedict prayers and medallion, all of that. So there's been a lot of encounters. I don't know, maybe when you are open and spiritual, doesn't matter what religion or where you come from, if you are a spiritual person, if you're open to the spirit world, you are gonna get good and bad, you know. So my story is about a dream I had back in 2013. I was going through my divorce and I was very confused and anxious because I felt guilty, not only because of what they teach you in church, you know, that once you're married, you're not supposed to get, you know, divorced, and but also because in my family, nobody has ever gotten divorced. You know, I was the first one who was going through it. And having that type of mentality was really screwing with my mind, you know, at that point. I had a dream one night when I was going through my divorce. I went into this house I have never been to in my life. But I can tell you exactly the layout. I can till this day, I can draw it to you. You know, I can draw it for you, tell you where everything was. So anyway, I go into the kitchen and there's my grandmother. And my grandmother and father have been, you know, both gone for years now, more than 14 years. And when I go in there, I see my grandmother in the kitchen and I'm like, whoa, like, you're dead. But hey, give me a hug. I want to say hi to you. I haven't seen you in forever. It's been a minute. And I was so happy to see her. And all of a sudden, I see my grandfather, you know, my nana and my tata. My tata comes out from the back somewhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, my grandfather, he's dead too. But hey, give me a hug, you know. So I give them both a hug. And the way the dream... It's so strange because the way I describe this is almost like a silent film where I couldn't hear sound, but I could see what was happening, you know. So I can see me venting to my grandfather and my grandmother, telling them, you know, this is what I'm going through. When I talk, usually I'm very animated. I use my hands. You can see my facial expression, so you know. You know what I'm saying now. I'm a very passionate person. So I can tell that I'm venting to them and I'm telling them, you know, my struggle. And, you know, you could, you know, my grandfather was just shaking his head. No, like, no. My grandmother, you know, also, you know, taking it in. And then it was their turn to talk. And I can see that they also shared some wisdom with me. They shared, you know, some advice with me. I just couldn't hear it. But I could see that they told me some stuff. Then when the conversation was done, we all got up and we went to the back in the backyard. There was like a almost like a little shed with all of this clutter and broken junk. And it was trash. So I started helping them, you know, remove all of this broken crap and throwing it in the trash. So then I woke up in the morning. The first thing I did is call my mom because it was my mom's mother who I saw in the dream. her mom and dad. So I'm like, Mom, I had a dream of Nana and Tata. And I explained it to her. I described the house, the layout of the house, everything. And she was like, whoa, hey, that house you are describing, you have never seen before. It's impossible for you to even know it because that is the house where I grew up in, you know, so that this was the house where my mom grew up as a little girl in Mexico. And of course, I have never been to that house. So I asked her, you know, like, okay, well, what does the dream mean to you? And she's like, you know, in this family, there has been like a chain of marriages with alcoholics in it. You know, we have been, you know, struggling with that. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather, they had a bad marriage because of the alcoholism. Then my mom married my dad, and then they had those struggles when they were younger. They're still together to this day, but by the grace of God, you know. Then I married an alcoholic, and that's the reason why I was getting divorced. But I was having so many, you know, second thoughts, and am I disappointing God? Am I disappointing my family? And what my mom said was, it's like your grandmother and your grandfather were telling you, hey, clear out clutter, you know, get rid of what no longer works. It's okay. You know, it's all right. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress about it. You know, we're here to back you on this. And honestly, that dream was kind of like God telling me, hey, it's all right. You know, you're not disappointing me. You know, I had peace in my heart after that, and I was able to go through with it. You know, it was hard, but I always felt my loved ones surrounding me with prayer and love and helping me get through it. And I'm extremely grateful because I know that even though our loved ones are no longer here physically, they are with us in some way, shape, or form, you know, spiritually. I know this because every time I am going through something, some sort of struggle, I could smell my grandmother. I could smell her scent. And I know it's her coming to comfort me and, you know, tell me, hey, it's okay. You know, you're going to be okay. And that's really something that I am so grateful for, to have that, you know, along with the faith that my parents have given me, you know, the strong faith in God and, you know, like them teaching me, hey, don't play with the Ouija board because this is what happened. This is what we saw today, you know, and their ministry, this is what happens when you do this. You know, they have assisted in exorcisms too, so they told us the stories of what happens when you play with the Ouija board. And but anyways, just wanted to share that story. I hope you guys are all having a good Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday if it's between here and there. Thank you so much. I love being in EPP. I've been with you guys from the very beginning. And thank you.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts?
I like her.
Yeah.
I do. Especially the happy birthday part. But I thought that was beautiful. And I think she's got a very good point about her grandparents. And they gave her that message when she needed to know what she was doing was the right thing. Mm-hmm. So I think her mother's interpretation of that was spot on. Yeah. I really do.
I agree. It makes me wonder.
I think it's beautiful.
It makes me wonder, you know, you have so many really good positive stories like this where it's like, and my loved ones are coming back to, you know, give me some encouragement to say you're on the right path or this or that. Yeah. What happens if you have your grandparents or your loved ones were really cynical people in life, but they're continuing to come back and they're still being cynical in death? And they're just like, well, like you're on the right path. Things are going well, but they're coming back to discourage you to be like... It's like, and Grandma showed up. I could smell her perfume, and I knew right then I was going to be judged.
That's going to be my mother.
It's like she's not coming back for encouragement. She's coming back to be critical.
I never really thought about that, but someday, like, my mother's the one who will come back and judge me. She'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not going to be the warm, fuzzy. Oh, she's there to give some encouragement and say you're on the right. It's like, no. Nope.
That's the crazy thing is my mom in life has never really been that person anyway. So, yeah.
It's like this.
That to look forward to.
They're back to shit on the parade. That's what some ghosts
all
I think
I ever
are.
Wanted.
Yeah.
But whatever. It wasn't about what I wanted, was it?
There you go. Those are the ones that need an exorcism. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP. Get access to all the bonus episodes, all 220-some advanced episodes of the program. You get all that when you're an EPP member, extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. You also get a free e-copy of our book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, an Amazon bestseller, and you get that for free when you sign up. So you're already ahead. It's like a $14 value. When you sign up to be an EPP, get that e-copy right away. So there you go. Check it out. Keep us on the air. Get all that stuff and enjoy the ghost stories. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.